For all the tips, head to SEN_track on Twitter or text us on 0499 736 736. Live across Australia on SEN Track, this is Winners with Gareth Hall.
And so the feeling grows.
Wow. Fletchy just changed the mood. Welcome back, 10:56. Miles Fitzner with you for Winners. And we go north and way north. Hong Kong Jockey Club. Visit hkjc.com. Always love chatting to Tom Wood as we discuss the racing in Hong Kong. Hello to you, Tom.
Yeah, morning, Miles.
Sha Tin, we turn our attention to. 10-race card. Where did you want to start?
It's a pretty good meeting, really, for a Saturday. Sometimes the Saturday's mile can be slightly lower key sort of affairs at Sha Tin, but it's a good meeting today. We've got a Class 2 sprint race over 1,200 metres. A little bit light on numbers. There's a few horses a little bit suspect at that sort of trip as well. A lot of them are 1,000-metre horses, but there's certainly a couple I like in that race. And we've got sort of, I guess you could call it the unofficial classic mile trial, the classic mile for the four-year-olds, the first leg of the four-year-old series kicking off on February 4, so we've got a restricted class 3 race a little bit later on today, which is race number 9, restricted to the 4-year-olds, and certainly a very intriguing race. I thought it's some value there. Race 9, number 4, Carying Generation, your former import out of Ireland, could perform well today. He's second up, and he's up to a mile. He did win it a mile over in Ireland prior to arriving, and he certainly rattled off some of the best sections last time out over the 1,400 metres. So he's second up, race 9, number 4, Carrying Generation, as the value today for trainer Pierre Ong, who's leading the Trainers Championship. Race 2, number 1, Top Scorer. Zach Purton riding this one for John Size. He's the best bet on the card today. I think a good debut run from him after being a fraction slow away, and I think he can certainly go one better. Zach's back from a little family trip up to the Arctic Circle. And the next best would be a first starter. Quite a few first starters going around in the early part of the program today. Race 4, number 6, Deep Pursuit. Now, he looks to have tried well for his debut. He's drawn barrier 13 down the straight for Casper Pham, so he's on that favourable grandstand rail side, and I think he's performed well enough at the trials for a good showing today. Had to trot up in NZ prior to arriving as well. So he'd be the next best. Miles, race 4, number 6, Deep Pursuit.
So he got $12.950 and won at about $1.90. Interesting choice to go to the Arctic Circle for a family holiday, Tommy. But, hey, appreciate your time as always, mate. Go well, and we'll chat to you again soon.
Cheers, Miles. Thank you.